Christmas leaves, he must leave too. Flush him down, but he's never gone. His smell and his spirit lingers on.
You people feel like making some noise tonight?
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead, burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Yes, indeedy. I braved the weather. It took me about an hour to get out here, but yes, there is a live human being at CITR. My goodness, CITR 101.9 FM, which you're listening to here atop of the snow-drenched Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia. This is Luke Meat here, and yeah, we're gonna sludge through the, you know, seasonal syrup. No, you're not gonna hear any Christmas music. However, beginning after the arts report, which may happen at about 3 o'clock, we will be switching over to our 24-hour holiday extravaganza. And what you just heard before that is a little taste of what to come. I figure if Shaw Cable can put on a you know, a log burning on the fire for 4 days, CITR can follow suit and give you some of the most twisted versions of Christmas and holiday carols for you. Coming up in the next hour and a half, I didn't realize it was going to keep on snowing, because last week I did a very snow-based set, and it's even worse out now. So we're going to kind of play a few of the same things you heard last week. We're going to hear something off of the new Sun album, which, oh my goodness, it's great, great. Live at the Bergen Cathedral. Nice, icy death metal for you. And also, though, we're going to start the show off, though, with a sad dedication and a little bit of history here. I grew up in Red Deer, Alberta, and two very influential human beings in my musical upbringing were the Flewelling brothers, Dave and Mike. Mike, in particular, was the first person to ever say the words Throbbing Gristle to me back in 1986, which definitely demented my, you know, young brain. And also, he's the first person to tell me about SNFU, which was the first show I ever saw. And basically, that's responsible for the person you're hearing on the air today. However, their dog passed away. Kane, yeah, be strong and rest easy, you know. And so Dave got in touch with me, and he wanted me to dedicate a particular song, which we both read each other's mind, and we thought it was quite apropos for, you know, the occasion. And so this is dedicated to you, Kane, and the Flewelling brothers all the way back in Red Deer, Alberta. This, of course, is Pink Floyd.
Have a
without thinking. And after a while, you can work on points for style, like the club tie and the firm handshake, a sudden look in the eye and an easy smile. You have to be trusted by the people that you lie to.
Thank you. my head. What did I say? Me and my head or me and my body?
Intimate annihilation of human faculties whatever they might be inclined to suppose. There are no mere word, asking the executioner to play my eyes will seek out the mark.
CITR 101.9 FM, a little set going out to two very good old friends from Red Deer, Alberta, and their passing of their dog, Kane, and a little bit of a theme there. We start off with Pink Floyd off of Animals, and I love playing that track because I always think of the WKRP episode where Johnny's playing dogs. Mr. Carlson walks in and says, "Do I hear dogs barking?" And Johnny responds, "I do." And then we heard Skinny Puppy off of Bites, their first full length, The Choke, you heard there. And then we heard Bauhaus with Hair of the Dog. Coincidentally, those last two tracks appeared on a mixtape that Mike Vuelling from Red Deer made me. I don't know if he made it for me, I don't know, but it was called Voodoo and Other Assorted Vegetables, and I got it in grade 8, and it had wonderful stuff on it, like The, Kate Bush, Scraping Fetus Off the Wheel, Psychic TV, Tones on Tail, Bauhaus, and all these other great bands to mold a 14-year-old's brain back in 1986. So to both Dave and Mike, I love you both, and I'm sad about your passing, and please have a happy holiday on me. You're listening to A Noise here, CITR 101.9 FM, 12 noon in the PM, but you wouldn't know it looking outside. My goodness, it is absolutely snow-drenched. And yeah, like I said, I played these guys last week, but I like listening to them in the snow. By the way, thanks for calling. I'm not snubbing any of the callers. We can't answer the phone here. Our phone is sadly dead. So don't, you can give me a shout and let me know you're listening. That's always nice, you know, but I can't respond. So no requests today, I guess. Either way, it's snowing like a snowy thing out there. This is some Godspeed for you.
But people from all over the world came here. all over the world. It was a playground. They call it the playground of the world over here. Anyways, when I was very small, I even got lost in Coney Island, but they found me on the beach. And we used to sleep on the beach here, sleep overnight. They don't do it anymore. Things changed, see. They don't sleep anymore on the beach.
Like I said previously, I cannot take your call. Caller, thank you for calling. We really appreciate it, but yeah, I'll spare you the details of what's been going on at CITR right now, but we've had a constant barrage of things breaking on us, and so thank goodness to all of you that contributed to the fund drive in November to help us repair all of the things broken, like the phone. Yes, I cannot answer the phone. It's not Telus's problem either. It's CITR's problem, because we have this main console that needs to be, you know, it's like goes through the on-air board and stuff. And, after 9 years of laborious use, it has now ceased to function. So that was Godspeed You Black Emperor. And that's in case that's what you wanted to know, caller. Yeah, off of the, what can you say about that monolithic monster of a record, Lift Your Skinny Fist Like in Tennis. And that track was simply called Sleep. Very apt music for the weather outside. Speaking of, we're going to move into some even more creepy territory. Sun-O, their newest one, Domkirk, live at the Bergen Cathedral. Man, this is, I'm not that big of a fan of them, but this record really does capture what they're like live. And obviously the acoustics in this Bergen Cathedral, built in, oh jeepers, the mid 11th century, really, really captures what they're like live. And you should see the gatefold sleeve in this. I know it's radio, I can't really describe it very well, but man, I remember when they played at the Brickyard with Boris and Thrones. And they had to load all their gear onto the stage. And when you walked into the Brickyard, it looked like the stage had been taken over by a wall of amp. And yeah, that's pretty much what Sun-O sound like. This is side four off the new Sun record. Damn straight. Sun O off of their monster of a new album. Domkirk, it's called. Live in Bergen Cathedral. Recorded last year. Really, really great track called Sematics. We'll have more noise after this.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, let's hope there's no power outages, but yes, brought to you by BC Hydro. Stay tuned. We are going to do the afternoon yak. 1 o'clock, we are going to have the Green Majority on at 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. And then hopefully at 3 o'clock, Tracy's going to be in doing the arts report. And then we have our insanely huge 24 hours of the most mutated Christmas music you've ever heard, brought to you by your kind folks here at CITR, featuring stuff like, oh, radio plays off the old Dragnet show, the $6 Million Man Christmas, lots of punk rock, lots of weird stuff, lots of old classics, lots of Perry Como, and yeah, it's going to be really, really fun. So keep your dial locked on CITR for your Yuletide feeling. We're going to get into some cool stuff. I've been looking for this record for a few years now, and finally scored it for a reasonable price. Morton Subotnick, Silver Apples of the Moon. Morton Subotnick was a electronic composer and best known for this album, Silver Apples of the Moon. I'm going to quote some Wikipedia here. At a time when electronic music was highly abstract, largely concerned with pitch and timbre, with rhythm as an afterthought or of no consequence, Subotnick broke with the academic avant-gardists by including sections with regular rhythms. Its rhythmic energy perhaps has something to do with Silver Apples and his other album, The Wild Bull. There's a lot of critics out there who accuse this album of actually being commercial and kind of a sellout in the world of electronic music. You be the judge, because this is some of the weirdest stuff for its time out there, if you ask me. This is Morton Subotnick with Silver Apples from the Moon. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm
Silver Apples off of their wonderful debut album all the way back to 1968 with Oscillations, featuring a wonderful 16-bank tone generator known as the Simeon. Fantastic stuff. And then we had the namesake of that band, Silver Apples from the Moon, of the Moon, we heard there by Morton Subotnick for Electronic Music Synthesizer out on Nonesuch Records. Really, really cool stuff. And like I said, that album was accused of being too commercial by avant-gardists and electronic music heads back in the early 60s. You be the judge. That just about does it for me. Stay tuned for the CITR Christmas special happening hopefully at 3. It looks like they're shutting down the Student Union building right now. It's supposed to be open.